Hi, Michael Sparks here, and it's our dealer training call for AMSOIL. And today is Monday, January 4th, 2016. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to our call, and thanks for getting on tonight. We have a lot of great things to talk about, so we're not going to waste any time. First up, if you haven't gotten a copy of our goal sheet, it is available for download in our newsletter. I will also put a link to it in our call notes for this show. So if you're on our website and or you're listening to this on Stitcher or iTunes or whatever, just search at our website for the call on January 4th, 2016, and you can download the goal sheet. It's a great reminder of things to work on in your business for the next 12 months and beyond. In the goal sheet, there's some easy things to do, like have a voicemail set up or order business cards, wear some AMSOIL clothing, as well as some harder things to do, like registering customers and doing AMSOIL training and moving up to next levels and so forth. So there's a little bit for everybody in there, and I suggest just printing out a goal sheet, do one this year and do one every year, and if you've already got things accomplished on that goal sheet, pat yourself on the back. You're ahead of the game. Speaking of the next level, if you have not taken a look, I suggest anybody listening in to go to AMSOIL.com, click on the training tab, and then when you do that, click on the T1 training. And in that, under the T1 training, you will look up the T1 certification training, and then you're going to click on the certification training manuals and related documents. And what I want you to look for is a document called a G1307, and this is the Dealer and Direct Jobber Awards and Incentives. It's a really nice booklet, and it goes and talks about the marketing plan, but what it really does is kind of sets some goals for you, and this is what I did when I first started my AMSOIL business. I said, well, what does it take to get to the next level, to the next award from AMSOIL? And it will work you right up the steps that you need to do, starting with one sponsored dealer and 100 commission credits, three dealers, five dealers, achievement pins you get, and then as well as account direct. That's a very important, lofty goal that all dealers should be working on within the first year of their business at least. And it's working with retail on the shelf and commercial accounts. So account direct, and it walks you right up to getting direct dealer, direct jobber. And if you use that and study it, you will be successful if you just follow that as part of your goal setting. Is just say, I'm going to go, what's it take to get the next letter from AMSOIL or the next pin or the next plaque you can put on your wall? And AMSOIL has some really nice plaques for account direct and direct jobber and so forth. And they're really nice. They make you feel good when they're up on your wall in your office. Or maybe in a prominent place in your home, and you can tell everybody that you're a successful AMSOIL dealer. So look up the G1307. That is the Dealer and Direct Jobber Awards and Incentives. Next up is sponsoring, and I want to talk about that as part of that dealer incentives. This is one of the weakest things for most AMSOIL dealers. But in my opinion, it's one of the most important. I know it's one of the weakest because I see from our own downline reports and dealer activities that sponsoring of new dealers is not happening like it should. Everybody should be sponsoring one to two new dealers a month. And if you put that on a goal, and I've talked about it before, Jordan Adler, one of the highest paid people in network marketing and multi-level marketing or what have you, that's what he recommends, sponsoring about two to three people per month. If you do that on a consistent basis over a couple of years, you will have a large organization that will propel you to higher levels of success. So focus on sponsoring more in 2016, and you'll see higher levels of achievement as well as more financial success in your business. One of the first topics I want to talk about, I was looking over my reports the other day, and I thought, well, I need to categorize I was looking at my dealer report. You know, I got a lot of dealers on our list and on our team, and we appreciate everybody that is on our team, but categorize those dealers so that you know who to work with and who to work with more or less, and therefore, I suggest, not all dealers have the same goals, and they don't all have the same interests or desires to succeed or build a business. Some dealers want to shoot right to the top right away, and other dealers just want to kind of work at it. And find a way to categorize your dealers as well as your customers. Create a 1-2-3 system. Number one might be dealers and accounts that are doing. That means a dealer that's working on their business. You can tell this by looking at your monthly personal volume or if your commission report. They got a commission check. That means they're doing something. And follow those guys that are doing. As far as accounts, those are accounts that are ordering on a regular basis, and you can get that information in the dealer zone under your reports. Work closely with these people. This will be the bulk of your income as an AMSOIL dealer. This will be the 80-20 rule applies to this, which means 80% of your business will come from 20% of your customers and accounts. So working with the top 20, you should have that list and put it somewhere prominent so you can work with the dealers in the top 20% and work with the retail and commercial accounts in the top 20%. And of course, don't neglect your top 20% of your preferred customers or catalog customers. Have a list of the top 20% of each category and work the most closely with those. Number two on your categorized list will be dealers or accounts that want to do. So the first one was dealers that are doing, and then dealers or accounts that want to do. This would be dealers and accounts that express great interest in working with you. So they're excited. They want to work with you. And then find a way to encourage, help them, educate them, motivate them by going to the next step. Find a 1-2-3 easy program, but don't shove too much down a new person or excited person's throat. They can get discouraged very easily. Most dealers and accounts take some time to get started, and keeping it simple will help with frustrations. While accounts start with products that they are interested in or ones that are easy for them to understand and see the benefits, help them get those products in their hands before you move on to other items. And then over time, most dealers, the customers, or accounts won't buy every AMSOIL product we have. There's probably AMSOIL products that I've never had in my hand, and I just because I don't work with some of those types of customers. I would say the average AMSOIL user uses probably less than 10 products. So those are the customers that want to do, and encourage them to get to the number one category, those that are doing. So the ones that want are number two, and the ones that are number one, those are the ones that are actually doing something. And then number three, for dealers, we call those dealers in name only, or D-I-N-O, or accounts in name only. And if you're in the AMSOIL business, you've probably signed up or registered some dealers or accounts that have never done anything at all and don't plan to. Some of these people just want to be part of something. They want to have a little card to carry in their pocket and say, I'm an AMSOIL dealer. We run into hundreds of them at trade shows, say, I'm an AMSOIL dealer, and I say, well, you don't look like one. Do you have a business card? Most of them don't have business cards. Most of them don't have any kind of AMSOIL clothing on. As far as accounts go, they might have said, yeah, we're interested in getting some pricing or sign us up. We'll do this or that. And then they never return your call or never do anything. Those are accounts in name only. Maybe some of these dealers that are signed up, they just want the discount. They just want to buy for themselves or maybe their friend. That's fine. Some of these people are planning on doing. I've heard when I retire, when I finish school, when I get a job, when I get fired. But don't discount these folks. But don't focus on them either. They're most of them are going to waste your time, and just move on to spending most of your time with, of course, number one, category number one, or category number two. Be sure to thank them for their business when it's appropriate. Be available, but don't waste too much time. Meaning, don't blow people off. But if you've got a guy that's never has never done anything, isn't doing anything, and bugs you all the time, send him the voicemail. I've had several customers that are like that. They've probably called me 20 times, asked me a question, just one question, and They just have never ordered, and you know, if I'm in the middle of something, I don't drop everything. This person's going to ask me another dumb question, and you know, either order or don't order. That's what my philosophy is. So sometimes it's appropriate to send people to voicemail and let them call you. You can call them back when and if it's appropriate. These are the hardest people to work with, really, because we all want to help our customers and we all want to help our dealers. We want the best for everyone, and they can really get your wheels spinning and wasting your time. And Jim Rohn, I think, says it best. He's a network marketing. He's now no longer with us, but he is a trainer, a sales trainer. And he says, help those that deserve your time, not those that need your time. And he also goes and says, you take one step, I'll take one step. You don't step, I don't step. So listen to the CD. It's called Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. And listen to it 100 times maybe. Listen to it when you get discouraged. There's a lot of truth in that short 60-minute CD. And you can find a copy of that on Amazon. It's a CD-ROM, or you probably can download it immediately for automatic download. Just go into Amazon and search for Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. And it probably costs you a buck or two to buy it. It's not very expensive at all. And listen to that. I probably listened to it probably 500 times, if not more. It's on my phone, so when I want to listen to something to perk me up, I listen to it. It's just a really good training CD. Next up, there's a new CRM tool available with AMSOIL. CRM stands for Customer Relation Management System, and it's designed to help dealers do business. If you are a premium dealer zone person, you're paying for the premium dealer zone, or you're a direct jobber, this is free to all premium dealer zone members. If you're not a premium dealer zone, the annual fee currently, as of today, is $34.95 per year. That works out to be about $2.91 a month if you were going to, you know, break that over 12 months. And to have a great one place to have all of your customers, all of your leads, your sales funnel, they call that. You have your sales funnel, keeping notes. It's all available, and it's right here for anybody that's an AMSOIL dealer. It's all going to be in there. It's a really good program. I signed up for it a little while ago, and I'm going to start using it for all of my customers and leads that I'm working with. So check this thing out. It's really good. Available anywhere there's a stable internet connection. It has a responsive user interface design for tablets and mobile devices, so it will work on those. You can import your existing customer records, licensing, and upgrades. So there's a lot of information in there that you can do. You can manage customers, contacts, leads, and vendors. You can track the status of prospects through a sales process. And a sales process means you take somebody they never heard of AMSOIL, or you've never met them before, to being a suspect, then a prospect, then somebody that's interested, then, you know, a registered customer, and on up the chain. So you can take them through that sales process. You can schedule and record past and upcoming meetings and other sales-related activities. This is important, having some kind of calendar system that will remind you that it's time to give a call to a certain account. You place a sales call to XYZ Automotive store down the road, and he says, come see me in 2 weeks. It's probably a pretty good idea to go see the guy in 2 weeks. He just asked you to do that. So if you do that, don't be a flaky AMSOIL dealer. Go do what you said you're going to do, and you'll be able to do more business that way. You'll be able to, in my opinion, this should be a top priority for any serious AMSOIL dealer. Behind being T1, which should be the number one thing for any beginning AMSOIL dealer, is T1 certification. Then having your dealer website and business cards and other sales tools to actually go out and conduct business. I believe a CRM tool should be right up there, you know, third on the list, really. I've opted in for my accounts to check it out, and we're going to be using this tool entirely in 2016. We've already imported all of our current customers, and next we'll be putting our sales leads in to track through that sales funnel that I was talking about. So if you need more information, you want to get signed up for it, all you got to do is log in to your AMSOIL dealer zone. If you're not a Premium Dealers Zone member, go to the right-hand side. There's a bunch of icons over there. It's at the very bottom. It says Customer Relations Management, CRM. It's got a little blue button. Click on that. It will take you to a page. It'll explain what it is. It'll have a little agreement you can sign if you're not the premium. If you're premium, it'll just ask you to accept, and you're automatically in. If you're not a premium member, there's a place there to put your credit card in there and pay for a year in advance. Again, it's $34.95 for the entire year on that. That's a great system. If you've ever looked at any other types of CRM program, one is one of the probably most famous one is Salesforce.com. And that one's probably at least $10 or $15 a month if you were using it on a single user license. And AMSL based this off of several different types of platforms that are out there. And so, you know, using something that AMSL has developed that's already integrated with the AMSL back office is really going to be a good thing for you. Helping dealers register other accounts. I've had this, and of course, I'm always open to helping anybody that's on our team get an account registered or talk to an account. If you need help, I can do a three-way call or anything like that. But helping them actually get their first customers registered, that's a good thing because now they know how to do it. The first one, I set up a brand new dealer over the holidays, and we made his father, who had purchased some AMSL products from me, a preferred customer. So we logged into his dealer zone and showed him how to register his father as a preferred customer in the dealer zone. That was number one. Number two, another dealer on our team set up a Roth account in the dealer zone. We walked through that over the telephone and got that guy a new Roth account set up. And the third one is we actually registered a new dealer online. And it's not possible to do this in the dealer zone, but there is a way to help somebody register as a new dealer. And it takes a few extra steps, but can be done if you know how to do it. There's not really any kind of tutorial on that. It'd have to be a one-off thing. I don't know if AMSL wants us knowing how to do that or not, but you can register a dealer online, and you can show them how to do that, and it's a good thing. In all cases, our dealers are learning one of the two most important steps to success. Number one is registering customers. The other one is getting orders. So you got to get them registered, then you get orders. Those are the two most important things that any AMSL dealer can do in their business. AMSL bonus programs. AMSL offers several customer acquisition bonuses. And these have been in place, and a lot, maybe dealers that are listening in have been a dealer for a while, and you wonder why you get this little $10 or $5 bonus, and you don't know where it came from and why you got it or what happened. AMSL has put in place a qualification bonus and a retention bonus as well as a duplication bonus, and this has been in place for about as long as I've been a dealer, I'm pretty sure. And this deals with anybody that's a registered customer, a registered protected customer. It doesn't include catalog customers or just straight online internet order people. It has to be a registered dealer, a preferred customer, commercial account, or retail on the shelf account, one of those four. And we did find a great webinar that was done by Steve LePage and Dan Gorski. It's in the AMSL back office. I almost can't even find it anymore. Good thing I saved the link. And I'll post a link in the show notes so you can watch it. And I did put it in this week's newsletter, so check that out. Number one, you get a qualification bonus of $10 when you register a new customer, one of those four, and they place a qualifying order. Number two, you get a retention bonus of $5 when any of those when a dealer or a PC renews. So you get a dealer, they sign up for 6 months or a year, they renew for another year, and you get a retention bonus for that of $5. So that's dealers and PCs. A duplication bonus, the sponsoring dealer gets a $5 duplication bonus when a downline dealer sponsors a new qualified dealer, preferred customer, commercial, or Roth account, while that dealer, the dealer that did the work, gets that $10 qualification bonus. So AMSL's paying out $15 total in bonuses for anybody that gets a new customer. So what if you had 10 personally new sponsored qualified accounts in a month? That would give you an extra $100 bonus. What if you had 10 dealers on your team doing the same thing? That would each earn them $100, and you would earn $500 for the month. So you could make some significant income by sponsoring, or number one, the key is find new customers every single month for your own business. Number two, sponsor new dealers and teach them how to do the same. They call that duplication. And number three, enjoy great bonuses for your efforts. To end the call tonight, I want to touch on a recent blog post from another company's website that I happened to read over the holidays. I do a lot of reading and checking out what the competition does and so forth. And this is another home-based network marketing company. And it was so good that I even made my own blog post about it. You see, there are many work-at-home companies out there that claim, you know, earn $10,000 a week with no work or get rich quick or no selling or sponsoring or et cetera. You've seen them out there, and you've probably been tempted to click on one or two of them, or think that, boy, that'd be great to be able to have a company where I could just, you know, get rich and don't do anything, right? But I can tell you 100% that there are no legitimate companies out there that live up to these claims. Making money with AMSOIL is not guaranteed and will be 100% dependent on the skills, the work ethic, effort, and the commitment of the new dealer. This business is not easy. It does take hard work to make a substantial income in AMSOIL. Most people will make no money at all. That's just the reality. The money made by an AMSOIL dealer has everything to do with the effort that they put into it. So the reason why most people don't make any money is because they put zero effort. Zero effort equals $0. Past performance does not guarantee future results. We cannot mislead potential AMSOIL dealers by making false and misleading claims. The truth of the matter is that there has been and always and will continue to be potential for unlimited income for those that have desire, motivation, and determination to put forth the efforts in their business. You know, it doesn't matter what your job is, where you work, what your education is, what have you. Many people work all year just to have a week or two vacation. They just look, they live for that, hey, I'm going to the beach, or I live for that couple of days off. And still others have never had a chance to take a trip or just relax. They work themselves day and night. Life is full of stress, and much of this stress is money related. I'm asking you, what if you had an opportunity to start something with low upfront cost that builds over time and allows you to create financial freedom within 5 years? Think about it. With that, folks, appreciate you getting on the call. Let's get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. And good night.
Thank you, Mr. Motivation.
Thanks for getting on, guys. That's right. Go make some AMSOIL happen.